So you feel like we gave it all and did not, we have not been compensated in return?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this community has given its all, and we're not being compensated for that. And that disturbs me a lot. And that's why I do the things that I do, and I've tried to make it where we are a better community. And in September of 1980, after a long strike, the Atlantic Richfield Company, who bought the Anaconda properties in 1977, and when they bought those properties, they bought them for $132 million cash and $11 million stock. Most people feel they bought that property for a tax write-off. Most people believe that's why they bought it. That's the reason they bought it. And in 1980, they made the decision to close the smelters. So I was in the legislature when that happened, and I was happened to be there when the decision was made. And when that happened, between Butte and Anaconda, we lost 3,200 jobs instantly, 3,200 good jobs. And then in 1982, which is really ironic, on April 22nd, 1982, which ironically is Earth Day, that's the day that the Atlantic Richfield Company made the decisions to shut off the underground pumps in the Kelly Mine. And a real significant point to that is they shut the pumps off, but when they shut the pumps off, they didn't inform the community that they had shut the pumps off for at least 2 days later or so. And so when I do give presentations, kids ask me a lot, well, why didn't you stop it, you know? And the reason that you couldn't stop it is because you didn't know what happened until it was flooded. So you couldn't do anything about it. And then in 1983, in July of 1983, they closed what we call the East Continental Pit, which is the Washington mine today. They closed that. And in essence, what they did is they ended mining in Montana as we have known it for 100 years. And as a result, I keep stressing this to the people involved, they are responsible for cleanup. They're responsible. They're totally responsible. And it's beyond my comprehension how we could let the Atlantic Richfield Company, and they're now British Petroleum Company, how we could let them off the hook.